want to briefly open up God's Word, the 27th chapter of Numbers. Numbers chapter 27 and from verse 12. Now the Lord said to Moses, "Go up into the Mount Abarim and see the land which I have given to the children of Israel. And when you have seen it, you also shall be gathered to your people as Aaron your brother was gathered. For in the wilderness of Zin, during the strife of the congregation, you rebelled against my commandment to hallow me at the waters before their eyes. These are the waters of Meribah at Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin." Here is a famous passage. There's a version of it in Deuteronomy as well as here in Numbers. And the Lord is inviting Moses to climb a mountain and behold the promised land. And the first command there is to go up, to leave the place where he was and to go higher. Upon getting higher up, he was to see the land. He himself was not to enter the promised land, but he was able to view it from afar. Now, I hope that no one here and no one in our congregation is called home this year. If any are, let me tell you, they're more privileged than those of us left behind. But I don't want it to happen. But the fact is, whether we die this year or we die in 10, 20, 30 or 40 years' time, we're closer now to the promised land than we've ever been before. And we are, as it were, climbing higher up Abarim and beholding all the wonders of heaven to which we are now a year nearer. Indeed, he says, when you have seen it, you also shall be gathered to your people. What he means there is that you will die. The great Moses, his life is coming to an end. But you'd expect the phrase "gathered to your people" to mean, well, then you'll go down the mountain and you'll be with all the people you've led out of Egypt. In fact, "gathered to your people" means I will be calling you home. Not home to an earthly home, but home to a heavenly home. You know, we belong to a small church, don't we? These are our people. But the day is coming when the Lord will call us home and he will gather us to his people up there. Sometimes a clergyman used to talk about the church triumphant. We are the church militant here on earth, active and serving. The church triumphant are those who are no longer here, but they are now in glory. The day is coming, and we are closer to that day now than we've ever been before, when we will be gathered to our people up yonder. However, you'll notice that in this short text I've chosen, it's not all sweet promise. There is, in fact, a reprimand and a rebuke. Moses is not to enter the land because of something he did. Chapters previously, Moses is told to command water to come from a rock. Instead, he strikes it twice with a staff. And you might think, oh, so what? But actually, God was dishonored. And the expression we have here, "you rebelled against my command." Sometimes we were rightly precious about obeying God in the big things. I don't think many people in this room murder or steal. But in the little things, perhaps, and I speak to myself here, in the little things, maybe we'd be not quite so righteous. And Moses rebelled in a little way. He struck the rock instead of talking to the rock. Oh, what difference does it make? Well, to obey God is to hallow him. to honor him, to deem him worthy of obedience. And because of that act of rebellion, that lack of hallowing, the Lord, as it were, called him home sooner than it might otherwise be. So what lessons are there for 2022? Well, the good news is we're getting higher up the mountain and we're seeing more of eternity than perhaps we've ever seen before. And I, for one, am looking forward to the time when I will be gathered home to my people. However, in the meantime, may we be a faithful people, not just in the big things, not just when we can be seen by others, but in the little things, in the secret things. May we be faithful and righteous then. And if so, we will hallow his name. I pray that in 2022, in this place, his name will be hallowed.